Here are five things you could do today to start improving your English. Number one, practice every day. Set aside a specific time every day dedicated to solely practicing English. This can include grammar exercises, flashcards, listening training, and obviously the benefits of this are muscle memory. So the more repetition that you have, the more practice that you have, the more that your brain is going to retain what you're learning. Number two, and you're already doing it, use technology. Obviously, we have technology at our fingertips, and it's super easy to get access to anything. So download apps, language learning apps. These are great, especially because a lot of them will provide immediate feedback. Number three is to speak as much as possible. This is going to help you guys a lot with becoming more fluent and improving your pronunciation. There are a lot of sounds and pronunciations in the English language that don't exist in other languages, or they're really difficult for people to pronounce. So the more that you speak, the more you'll improve. Number four, and this is actually...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
My favorite, number five too, but number four is to read a lot. You will come across so much vocabulary that you've probably never seen before, and learn how to use different words in different contexts. My recommendation is that you guys read something that you actually are interested in. If you guys like going to the gym or working out, I would recommend that you guys read something that's maybe fitness or health related. This way you guys will learn new vocabulary in that area, but it's also going to keep you motivated. And then number five, also one of my favorites on this list, is to not be afraid to make mistakes. With anything in life, we always learn through mistakes. If you look at a baby that is learning or acquiring a new language, they make mistakes all the time, but they don't really care. And then they end up speaking the language perfectly. So it's through mistakes that you will learn. Don't be afraid to make them. And a last bonus tip is that I do have an English podcast where I teach all sorts of things in English, grammar, pronunciation, listening, everything. So you guys can listen to it on Spotify. It's called Learn English with English Teacher Monica. You can access it as well by clicking on the link in my bio.